This is Frank Lloyd interviewing Ralph Becerra at the Frank Lloyd residence in Eagle Rock, California on April 12th, 2004 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, and this is disc number one. To begin with, Ralph, could you tell me when and where you were born?
Garden Grove, California, 1938. California? Did I say California?
Yeah, you did.
All right.
And can you describe your childhood and family background, if you would like?
Family background? Mm-hmm. Mother from Montana, father from the Philippines. How my father got to the Philippines, I'll never know. What was he doing in Montana, 1938, all the way from the Philippines? But anyway, he was there. But my mother, they were married. Five children, moved to California, probably late 30s, I guess. I was born in California.
And this is in Garden Grove?
This was in Garden Grove.
And your father ran a farm there, is that true?
Or? Yeah, we were farmers.
Mm-hmm. So that's where you got an early interest in growing plants?
Maybe.
In previous conversations, we talked about your early education and your career choice. And you told me that in high school, you had a very influential art teacher and also a ceramics teacher.
There were two teachers in high school. I was an art major in high school. The main teacher was Art Nelson, who had graduated from, I believe, Long Beach State. And then I had a ceramic teacher named Priscilla Baker. Ceramic was sort of an elective course that you took once a week. And I was always sort of interested in that class.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very influential too. She encouraged me to do different things. But never really gave it any kind of major thought. This is where I wanted to be. I just enjoyed it.
Yeah. And I think you told me that there was a ceramic bowl in Mr. Art Nelson's classroom.
Well, in our art classroom, there was a footed compote that was done by Dr. Ward Urey, who was then teaching at Long Beach State College. And I still have visions of the book. I remember it was stoneware with a matte glaze and it had carvings or scriffito on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I still remember.
Mm-hmm. And was there any contact then in your high school years with the art school that you eventually attended, Chouinard?
No. After high school, I went to a junior college called Orange Coast Junior College in Costa Mesa, California. Close to home.
Mm-hmm.
And there I was a commercial art major, but I did take some ceramic courses with Bill Payne, who had graduated from Claremont. And he was... His main focus was just throwing and glazing, and didn't know too much about glazes, but everybody was experimenting and doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it really didn't say this is the field I wanted to go into. I just took some courses there.
So it wasn't until you got to Chouinard, and then did you say that you took an elective course?
No, I scattered around Los Angeles for different art schools.
Uh-huh.
I went to Otis, I went to Art Center, and then I went to Chouinard Art Institute, which were the three main art schools in Los Angeles at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And decided that Chouinard was the right atmosphere for me. Art Center was a little too sterile. Otis was brand new. They had just opened their new building.